What's up, everybody? My name is Gigi. I'm your host of the Gigi Meyer podcast. And here we are, episode one of the Gigi Meyer podcast. Y'all, I'm super excited. And I thought in lieu of it kind of being an introduction episode, episode one, I figured this would just be a really good opportunity to kind of introduce myself and tell you a little bit about myself and my story, right? Especially for those who don't really know me on a personal level, because I think one of the most fascinating and important things in regards to my view of humanity, I guess, is each one of us has a story, a unique story, and our stories shape us to be who we are today. And that's just so fascinating to me. Like, I've changed over the years, of course. Like, I used to just look at people as people, but I never really understood to depth and knowing that each and every person has their own story. Like, literally, this is me nowadays. Like, when I'm in a car driving somewhere, and this might be weird, but, or if I'm on a plane, you know, again, like I said, I used to look at people as people, but now I like look at them as like walking books. Like, I just wonder what that person's story is, what they've been through, you know, what they've endured, what they've learned, what they've seen, what they've accomplished. And like, I wonder what I could learn from that person. Because like I said, each story is just, is so unique. But that perspective in and of itself kind of helps you develop like a whole different appreciation of humanity. So anyway, back to my story. That's a little bit about how I kind of just really appreciate the importance of just knowing someone's story. And so I figured this episode would be perfect to kind of dive into me and myself, help you guys learn a little bit more about me. I know some of y'all on here probably already know me on a personal level, and that might be enjoyable for y'all to hear too. Maybe you'll learn something new about me, but also for those who don't know me on a personal level, this could be a great way for you to get to know me. But yeah, here we go. So I was born in Fort Collins, Colorado on March 26, 1993. I know most of y'all know me by the name of Gigi, but fun fact, my real name isn't Gigi. That's just a nickname. My real name is Gisela Ann Meyer. I was named after my dad's mother, who was from Germany. My dad at the time was a receivers coach of the football team at Colorado State University. And we left when I was 3 years old to go to Notre Dame and haven't been back since, to be completely honest. So, well, I've been to Colorado, but I haven't been to Fort Collins. I've been to many parts of Colorado, but I haven't been back to Fort Collins since we moved. So it's like one of those awkward things. Like when someone asks me where I'm from, I don't say Fort Collins, Colorado. I say Florida, and you're going to find out why. But yeah, I was born in Fort Collins, but haven't been back since I was three. And so when we moved, when I was 3 years old to Notre Dame, right, my dad took the receivers coach or receivers job there as well. And so we go to Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, and we're there for about 5 years. Loved it. Like, this is when I start to have a little bit, I obviously don't have any memories of Fort Collins, Colorado, but this is when I start to have some memories with some friends and stuff like that. But I remember having a lot of friends. I remember loving it. And it was like at that time where we could safely run around and do whatever we wanted. Like, I would go out and probably not see my parents for like 24 hours. And then I would come back safe home, you know, I'd come back home safe and go to bed and then wake up the next day and do it all over again. But we lived in a cul-de-sac and we'd have black parties all the time, which was fun. So we had such a great relationship with our neighbors, and we lived on a lake where in the summer we'd take a paddle boat out and swim. And, you know, when you're like sitting in the water and the fish start to nibble on your toes, and it was like terrifying, right? And then in the winter it would freeze over. The lake would freeze over, and I'd see people ice skate and play hockey all the time. And I was like dying to go play, but my mom would never let me because she's like, nope, you're going to fall through and drown. Never saw that happen, but I mean, I don't know, it could have, but I remember hearing talks of us moving to Ohio, and I was just like, no, there's no way. Like, there's no way. And sure enough, 5 years later, my dad takes a head coaching job at Bowling Green State University, his first head coaching job. And so we pack our stuff and we get moving. I'm eight at the time. But I remember leaving South Bend, and it sucked, honestly. Like, we had so many friends, like I was telling you, and I remember this memory where we had a minivan, and we were, I don't know if we drove. Yeah. Oh yeah. We were in Indiana and then moving to Ohio. So we were in a minivan. I remember leaving our house. Everyone from the street was there to say bye to us. And I just remember looking over at my mom and seeing her cry, and gosh, just the hardest part about moving, right? It's just leaving friends. But it's like hard for a couple weeks, but then you get settled and you find some new solid friends and it's all fine from there. So obviously God has a plan and it all worked out. Here we are. We get to BG Bowling Green and I'm 8 years old, like I said, at this point. And so my memory still isn't clear. And to be honest, like in general, I have a terrible memory to begin with. So just bear with me. I'm doing my best here. But here we are, we're at BG. Again, another great group of friends, neighbors. We had a huge yard where I'd play football, soccer, basketball, like softball, like everything, any sport you could name. I would just play sports all day long. And there was a trampoline next door. And that's where I learned to do my first backflip, right? That's when I like fell in love with doing backflips and flipping and stuff like that. So keep that in mind because I have a connection there for later. Our next door neighbor too was Dan Dockage. He was the head coach of the basketball team at the time. And his son was my age and became like my best friend. Like we were inseparable. And we would go to the football games and we'd literally go play football during the football games. Like I would never go to a game and watch. I was just playing football myself. So me, super sporty kid, little tomboy running around, just living the life. Our house too was incredible. Like it wasn't big by any means. It was actually tiny, but it was like so fun. Our basement was literally like a movie theater, like the whole thing. Like there was an actual room with a movie theater in it where we could watch movies. And there's like chairs like out of a movie theater. And then also like on the other side of the basement, there was a bar with stools and we called it a soda pop bar. Cause I don't think we could have called it like a bar cause we were young and my parents didn't want us to like think it was a bar, but there were like those spinny stools and a jukebox machine and a popcorn machine. And there was like tile and it was just really cool. Like out of a movie, like out of a diner. It was really cool. But so we had tons of fun times there. But we weren't there for long, 2 years again. And my dad got offered the job at the University of Utah and he took it, of course. So here I am 10 years old at this point. BG was probably the hardest place to leave, in my opinion. I remember like the hurt there. That was hard because I just had amazing friends. Like I said, I was literally just playing sports all day long. I was doing whatever I wanted. And the whole setup, the house, the neighbors, my school was just so awesome. I loved it all so much. I just remember being told on my way to school by my mom where I haven't seen dad in a few days, right? And word is out that we were going to move. And so I get to school and everyone's talking about it. And so I'm like, oh, geez, like this little kid is really mad, not mad, just sad. I don't know what I was, but it wasn't fun to have that conversation. I remember I had like two friends that were like crying all day. Gosh, so sad. But I remember getting home too. And I very vividly remember this, but I remember walking through the door after school and there my dad was, and he was waiting for me. And he just had like this little smile, like empathetic grin on his face. Like he knew I was hurting. And so I remember just throwing my backpack on the ground and I just started bawling, crying. And he came over and picked me up and just held me. And like I said, like moving, it's not easy. Leaving your friends at that age, my gosh, so hard. But again, everything works out just fine. So we pick up our stuff. We move to Utah, back out west. I'm 10 years old at this point. And again, meet another incredible group of people. Another group of amazing friends. Everything's fine 2 weeks later. And this is where I learned, right? We were living in the mountains of Utah. This is where I learned that I was an adrenaline sports junkie. I was wild. And so I learned my first backflip, you know, in Bowling Green. I get to Utah and there's this thing called snowboarding where I could literally just hop on a bus. Yeah, doing this at like 10, 12 years old. You could do this back then, hopping on a bus with my friend and being taken up into the mountains. And we just snowboard all day long on the weekends. And then we had our school had like this after school program where we would get on a bus together and we just go ski or snowboard. So fun. And so I was constantly in the mountains. I got really good at snowboarding in regards to dad's career there. Obviously he crushed it, went 12-0 one season. And so obviously he's getting tons and tons and tons of attention. And sure enough, there is talks of moving to the University of Florida, moving to Gainesville, Florida. And I won't lie, I loved Utah, loved my friends in Utah, but it's like, you can't get upset about moving to Florida. It's like that. I was like, okay, I'll give this one a chance without kind of freaking out. So here we are on the road again to Gainesville, Florida. I had, you know, of course I was so sad leaving my friends, but I was a little excited at this point. I was a little bit older. I knew there were beaches in Florida and hot weather, and I kind of liked that. And so I'm 12 at this point. And this is why I say I'm from Florida, just because ever since I was 12, I'm almost 28 now. And the exception of 2 years, I've been here in Florida since then. So I am by far a Florida girl and I love it. So I say I'm from Florida, although I wasn't born here and I lived in like 4 other places previous to Florida, but that's where I'm from. Home is Florida. And so here we are, Gainesville, Florida. And, you know, 12 at this point, that was kind of a little bit tougher of a time to make friends, right? Girls are older. Girls are not mean, but they're just a little bit more judgy and clicky. Yeah. 12 years old. Right. So, but I was able to make friends really fast. It was super easy for me to make friends. And I absolutely loved it. But also, right, so I went from snowboarding in the mountains of Utah to Gainesville, Florida, where there's no mountains and snow anywhere, but there's lakes. And so I had this friend who had a lake house, and she had jet skis and like inner tubes and stuff like that. And I was like, heck yeah, I'll go out there and check it out. And she had a wakeboard. And so she taught me how to wakeboard, and I absolutely loved it, like fell in love with it. And so one day I brought my dad out there and he wanted to check it out. And cause I told him, I was like, Dad, I can do this thing called wakeboarding where I can like stand on a board behind the boat and like move around. And he was like, no, you can't. And then I was like, yeah, actually I can like jump the wake now. Like I can like do a half flip. And he was like, no, you can't. I'm like, watch me. And so he came out and he became obsessed too. He was like, that is the coolest thing ever. And in this point, I'm not even like doing anything. I'm maybe like hopping the wake. I'm like, maybe like face planning and not flipping or anything yet. And so he became obsessed too. And so next thing I know, we have a lake house, 30 minutes from our real house in Gainesville, and we got a boat. And so that became my life. Every single weekend, I would go out to the lake house. We had jet skis. We had a boat. I would wakeboard. I taught, you know, my mom and my dad how to pull me on the wakeboard. There were a couple people out there too that was really good at wakeboarding. And so I learned a lot while I was out there. And that's where it all started, guys. And I'll talk about why wakeboarding is so important to me in a bit. But 12 years old was when I first started wakeboarding. Gainesville is also where I found my love for Justin Bieber, right? And so if you're going to listen to my podcast, you got to know I'm a big, big, big believer. Big believer. Like I was watching him on YouTube before he was even known about at all. And so to this day, guys, still obsessed. So just to throw that out there, Gainesville helped me find my love for wakeboarding, for Justin Bieber, right? And also Gainesville is where I grew up really quick. I grew up really, really quick. I went from being that like little annoying middle schooler, right, to a sassy and preppy high schooler who was too cool for her parents, to moving away for college. And that all happened here in Gainesville. So a lot of maturity within those years in Gainesville, a lot of different phases of life. And in Gainesville, like we also experienced like the highest of highs, right? Dad winning 2 national championships. There's nothing like experiencing winning national championships, but also we went through the lowest of lows too, right? It's kind of funny how that works, but I'm sure you all remember, right? Winning 2 national championships, like we're on top of the world. But then shortly after that, there was a bit of an issue going on with my dad's health, and his health went to crap a little bit from being so stressed out all the time. And I'm sure you guys heard the story a little bit, and I'll probably save this for another episode to talk about in depth, but we thought he had a heart attack, and luckily it wasn't, and his heart was fine, and it wasn't worse than it ended up being. But it was a massive wake-up call, And, you know, so we all realized like some changes had to be made. It was a massive wake up call. We again are blessed that it wasn't worse than it was. And it was, I think it was God just kind of getting our attention. And so Dad retired, right? It wasn't really worth it. Like it really wasn't worth it. His health, you know, being so challenged all the time to win football games. Like I said, like it's super fun to win national championships, but how often can you do that? You know? So he takes a year off. And honestly, like I saw it from the start. He was freaking stir crazy. Like there is no way he is done. Right. And we all knew it. So now at this point, I'm a freshman in college at Florida Gulf Coast University. I commit to play volleyball at Florida Gulf Coast University. Oh my gosh. I love that college so much. And I know since I've been there, it's been a few years since I've been there, but I know it's grown so much. That was when I was a sophomore and Dunk City took over like the heart of the nation and of college basketball. It was so cool. I was able to go see them play in the Sweet 16, and that team just crushed it. And I was just so happy for them. They definitely put Florida Gulf Coast on the map. Dunk City. And actually one of the guys on the team, Chase Feeler, married my roommate and best friend. And so we're all still friends to this day. But anyways, right, I'm a freshman in college at Florida Gulf Coast University. I went to play volleyball and Jim Tressel resigns. Oh no. The Ohio State University now needs a head coach. Dad took a break. He's healthy now, right? And we all know he's going to coach again before the Ohio State, you know, job opened up. And to be honest, like being the head coach of the Ohio State University is his dream job ever since he was a kid. Like that just isn't by chance, people. That's God. So yeah, that's in the talks. And I think I'm going to save this for another episode too to talk about that. But this was within the month that all this happened. It was the most emotionally draining month of our lives, like as a family. Like there, my dad was considering getting back into college, coaching college football. We had a couple deaths in the family. I had a stalker. We thought my best friend and roommate was dying from cancer. Guys, like this all happened at the same time. And so, you know, not to take the vibe of this, this episode to a Debbie Downer vibe, but just to let you all know, like this is when like things got really tough. But what came out of that, all of that, was a Meyer family bond that became unbreakable. Like we became a team of warriors that had just won a battle like against the freaking world. And we had never been closer. And since then, we honestly are just obsessed with each other. Like that was the result of all that. And so honestly, I can't be more thankful for that. But like I said, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in Gainesville, Team Meyer bond becomes unbreakable. The story behind Team Meyer actually is quite hilarious. So we had a house that we built in Gainesville, and as it was being built, I remember they were laying cement in the backyard by the pool. And so Mom goes out there and she writes Team Meyer and then all of our names in the cement. And so she's like, she's all excited about this. And she's like, oh my gosh, family, come out here. Look what I did. And we're like, Mom, that is like the cheesiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Team Meyer with all of our names written underneath it. So funny. But that is the birth of Team Meyer. Thanks to shells. All right. So Gainesville, Florida, I moved to Fort Myers for college, right? And I went to play volleyball. I was a setter there and loved it so much. Like I visited that school. I didn't visit any other school. I literally visited that school and the next day committed. Literally, I visited the school. I the next day called up my coach and was like, oh, I'm coming. Thanks for saving me a lot of time of having to go visit a bunch of other campuses, but it was done deal there. Because here's the thing. It's like a resort style college. There is a private lake on campus with a wakeboard boat. Like, are you freaking kidding me? The colors of the school are beautiful, like green and blue, and there's palm trees everywhere. There's a beach 20 minutes away. Like, are you kidding me? This Florida girl, they're, it was very clear that that was the right decision. And it was, and I loved it so much. But I went there, I studied communications, which was just basically the major that most athletes enrolled in. It was like, you know, I'm here for volleyball. I like school and all, and I know I need to learn and I know I need a degree, but like, I don't know specifically what I need to do right now. So I'm just going to go with communications, like everyone else. And I like it because it's broad and I could probably just figure out later on what I want to do. So I did that. And as a volleyball player, I'm not going to lie. It was, I did all right. I did all right for being a 5'6" setter, which is like a tiny person in the world of volleyball. So I ended up becoming the first leading all setters in the history of FGCU in all time assists. But I think I was just beat out by their most recent setter recently, who was a baller. So it's all good. But also I think I became seventh in all time assists in the history of the ASUN conference, which is the conference that FGCU is in. So I'm not going to lie. I balled out a little bit being a little scrappy 5'6" setter with tiny hands and tiny legs, but I made it work. And it was awesome. I did all right. Also, FGCU is where I met my soulmate, Brian. And, there is an incredible story behind that. Like I have to save it for another episode, but there is an awesome story behind it. He transferred from Coastal Carolina to FGCU his junior year. So I didn't meet him until my junior year. And that's literally, you know, the day I met him. Nope. I'm just going to save it. I'm going to save it for another episode because it's awesome. Maybe I'll bring him on so we can talk about it. But volleyball came to an end, right? I was a senior. Volleyball came to an end. And to be quite honest, right, for it just being a full-time, you know, essentially job in college, I was ready to move on. I loved volleyball, but I was ready to move on. I had other passions in life, AKA wakeboarding. So I was ready to move on. I was pretty pumped about my career and how well I did there. I enjoyed it. No regrets, but it's time to try out this new thing called wakeboarding. But there was a little bit of pressure to be a volleyball coach from, you could probably guess, you know, there's another coach in the family. So there's a little bit of pressure to try out the coaching route with volleyball. And I wasn't opposed to it. I'm like, hey, I do love volleyball. I'm going to try it out. So I did that for a year. I was a volunteer assistant at FGCU. And to be honest, it wasn't for me. I mean, I wasn't super duper 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 passionate about it. But it was a great experience though. I really enjoyed doing that for a year. So I decided to pick up my stuff, move to Orlando, Florida, and pursue the professional wakeboarding route. It was literally a dream of mine ever since I was 12. I was like, I think I got interviewed by someone and I said, I want to be a professional wakeboarder when I grow up. And so obviously I had to put that dream on halt for a little bit because of volleyball. So here I am 22 years old, right? And fortunately I've just extremely supportive parents. Like he was pumped that I tried the volleyball coaching thing for a bit, but he was also pumped that I have this other dream that I really want to pursue. And dad and I, honestly, we have this kind of connection where when we are each in pursuit of like a dream that we have, like we are 1000% supportive of each other, no matter what it is. Like when he took the job at Ohio State, and it was after just a really tough time. And obviously there was concerns for his health and how he would handle it all. But when he told us, like, there was this connection that we had where I was just like, go for it. Like, it's your dream. Go for it. And so he had the same thing for me. I was like, Dad, I want to be a professional wakeboarder. And this is what it looks like. I have to move to Orlando. Probably won't make a ton of money at first. But he literally looked at me and was like, go for it. And so I'm just so extremely thankful for that. Like I have the most supportive parents in the world. And so, yeah, here I am. I'm going to go be a pro wakeboarder for a little bit. So I pack up all my stuff, move to Orlando, which is like the capital of wakeboarding. And it's where all the pros are. And I just immediately immersed myself in that industry and through wakeboarding. Gosh, wakeboarding is an incredible sport. I met some of the best people I know to this day, my best friends that I will be friends with forever. I think we literally had like 50 of them at our wedding. Not even kidding. Like there's this one photo of like 50 people and they're all people we met through wakeboarding. Wakeboarding in and of itself was just an incredible experience. I got to go compete in Australia in like different parts of the country with my friends. But it is one of those sports, man, that just, it is a grind, physical, mental, financial grind. I couldn't stop getting hurt. And honestly, to be completely honest, I was a little late to the game. Like most wakeboarders have been competitively wakeboarding since they were 12. And not to discredit them by any means at all, but I was just at a slight disadvantage, just being super late to the game. And like I said, financially, it just wasn't working out. But I do remember one of the coolest accomplishments I had as a wakeboarder. As an amateur, I technically won the national championship, but there was another cool accomplishment that I thought was more cool. There was a competition at the time that was only invitational, and only the top 8 female wakeboarders and female wake surfers in the world got invited. And I was among that top 8 at that time, which is really cool because I got invited to go compete. And it was just like a dream come true to just even be categorized with some of the most badass women in the sport that I like looked up to and that I like idolized when I was 12 years old. Like it was so cool. And a couple of them I'm like super great friends with today that I like, they were like a celebrity to me. Now they're my friends. Like it's so cool. So I got to compete in that competition and I actually did pretty well. My team ended up getting like 2nd out of 8 different teams. But I kept getting hurt, right? It was kind of taking the fun out of it because there was just a lot of pressure. And I quite frankly just wasn't improving too much. Like I was kind of just staying stagnant with my skill level. And I kind of got scared because I kept getting hurt. And so I was like, all right, you know what? This is fun for the time being. But I think it's time to solidify a career path. And I just knew wakeboarding wasn't it. So enter the story, Nikki, my sister, my freaking sister, my best friend ever, and her company Excel Well, which is a corporate wellness company up in Columbus, Ohio. They crush it, like really awesome company. And my sister runs it. And so I always had an interest in what she did. Like the only thing was it was in Ohio and there's no way I'm moving to Ohio. Like this Florida girl ain't leaving Florida. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, Brian and I are packing up a U-Haul and moving to Ohio. Right at the beginning, it was right at the beginning of winter and it was about to hit. So to be fair, right? Like this was a calling from God. It was so clear. It was a calling from God. And God, it just works in incredible ways, like in my life. And I'll save that for another episode too, but I had gotten the job with Nikki, right? And so I'm like, here I am, Brian, I'm moving to Columbus. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm moving to Columbus. And literally within the same week, like by miracle, Brian gets a job with Pfizer Pharmaceutical Sales in Columbus with the help of a really awesome family friend, Emily Williams. Shout out, Emily, you're awesome. Love you. But Brian gets a job within that same week and he's going to start the same week that I start with Excel Well. And so we're both like, all right, God, you're speaking loud and clear right now. Let's do this. So here we are packing our stuff, driving with a U-Haul up to Columbus, Ohio. And actually at this time, this was when one of like the big hurricanes were hitting Florida. And so everyone else in Florida is fleeing Florida. And so Brian and I are just trying to move to Columbus, Ohio. And it was like an apocalypse. It was so crazy how many people were on the road. People were on the side of the road, sleeping on the beds of their trucks and the floor on, what's it called? Sleeping bags and tents and people's cars ran out of gas because there was no gas in Florida at the time. Like it was weird and wild. And so we're fleeing a hurricane that's about to come through Florida. But anyways, yeah, so that's the experience. It took us like 10 more hours than it should have to get to Florida, to Ohio. But anyways, right. So here we are, we're in Ohio. Amazing place. Gosh, I loved Columbus, Ohio. Amazing people. I got to see my family every day. And that was super cool because for a handful of years, I was the only one that wasn't home. I was the only one that was in Florida, and I'd get pictures and texts and calls all day of them always hanging out. And I understood like that's something I was kind of missing out on. And I chose to, because I wanted to live in Florida, but it was really cool to just be at home and see my family every single day. Like I was roommates with Nate again, my amazing brother. My sister and her family lived three houses down. Like it was ideal. Ohio, it's also where I got baptized and really took a turn with my faith. I went to Rock City. Rock City Church changed my life and listened to the pastor there. I remember the very first message, I was just absolutely blown away. And I went straight to my dad and I was like, Dad, you have to listen to this guy. Pastor Chad is amazing. And so Dad came to church once and he's like very Catholic. And this is a non-denominational church. And Dad fell in love. And now he's watching Pastor Chad now every weekend. And so Pastor Chad and his wife, Katie, became really great friends with my family. Katie ended up, she was the one that baptized me. That moment, my life changed forever. And also Pastor Chad married Brian and I. He flew down to Florida with his wife and married Brian and I. So that family, like they mean the world to us. But also, right. So back to XLWell. So I took the job at XLWell as a health coach to work for my sister. And I feel like a lot of people would hesitate at that opportunity. It's like, oh man, I don't think family members are supposed to work together, but I love Nikki. She's my best friend. And I knew like it would be great. So, I go to XLWell and that's when I learned, like, I have this huge passion for fitness and health and helping people. And to be completely honest, where I'm at now with GFIT and what I'm doing with my life, like I have XLWell to thank for that. Like they helped me kickstart my career in this industry, in this passion for fitness and health and helping people. So I have XLWell to thank for that. But for 2 years, I worked for Nikki. She literally was the best boss. I knew she would. And I absolutely loved working with her. Like, how many people can say that about their sister? Like, I love my sister. She's my best friend. Oh, by the way, she's my boss and my favorite boss ever. Right. And so it was great. I got to see her every day. I got to literally sit next to her every day. Like, we were such goofballs in the office. Everyone loved our vibe and our just connection. I'm sure there were a couple of times where it was like, all right, we bonked heads just because of like some sort of like something happened with XLWell. But minutes later, it was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I love you. But if you guys are listening to our Team Meyer podcast, you guys can probably get a pretty good feel of our dynamic in our relationship. It's literally a blessing. So anyways, 2 years later, up in Columbus, Ohio, God started to put it on our heart to miss Florida like so much. Brian and I like looked at each other one day and we're like, I think this was like middle of winter. And so anybody is like thinking about beaches and warm weather and palm trees and like suntan or tan skin, right? So, but God put it on our heart to miss Florida so much. And so that conversation started. Hey, like maybe it's time. Like, I think this means Florida is home to us. And maybe we should just consider seeking opportunities or just opening our hearts and opening our minds to potential opportunity in Florida. And so Brian, literally like a week later, went on to, I think there's like this website where Pfizer lists some job openings, right? And sure enough, I think 45 minutes before he logged on, there was a posting of a job in Sarasota, Florida, of the same exact position that he has right now. So that isn't by chance, people. Again, that is God. And so we started freaking out. We're like, oh my gosh, is this it? Is this God telling us to move? Like, is this it? Is this the opportunity? And at first we were so scared because I can't even believe it crossed our mind to say no at all. But we were so scared because it was like, oh my gosh, like this is too soon. Like we don't want to leave our jobs here. Like my family's here and we just feel bad. We're planning. Oh, by the way, we're planning a wedding in Sarasota, Florida, before we even realized like we probably wanted to move back. We started planning a wedding in Florida. Brian's family is from Florida. So he was born and raised there in Sarasota. Sorry, specifically Sarasota. Brian is born and raised. My parents just finished building their house down here in Sarasota, Florida. So there was like literally 10 million stars aligned. And both Brian and I were like, nope, it's too soon. Nope, we can't do this. There's no way. So Brian turns down like the opportunity. And literally, I think 3 days later, we're like, what were we thinking? Like, what? How? And so Brian immediately hops back on the phone with these people, interviews for the position, gets the position. And here we are, you know, having to deal with probably one of the most difficult conversations I've ever had in my entire life. Right. So I had to call my sister. Right. And I just remember I texted her. I was like, hey, I got it. I'm like so confrontational, especially with Nikki. God, I'm about to break her heart. And so I remember texting her saying, hey, do you have a second to chat? And that could mean anything, right? That could mean anything. Like, hey, I just want to come see the boys, or hey, I just need help with something, you know. She immediately knew, like something. She was like, what is it? Talk to me now. And she was running and she was like, I can't wait. I need to know. And yeah, so I don't even think I said a word. I think I just started crying. And then we both just started crying. And it was just so crazy how she knew. And at the same time, like, she was so excited for me. She was like, I am so sad, but I'm so excited for you. And that's just Nikki for you. Like, she, one of the most selfless people and just loving and understanding person. So one of the most difficult conversations of my entire life, but it was God, guys. It was God. And he works in such crazy, crazy ways. It was all lined up so perfectly. And to be honest, like where I'm at today, every decision that I made was led by God. And it was all just lined up so perfectly. Like, he pulls through. He is so faithful. And so Brian takes the job, right? And here we are moving down to Sarasota, Florida. Well, Brian actually moved a little bit earlier than me. He moved down in October of 2019, right? Yeah. So just escaping the winter. I moved down in December. I think I spent like Christmas with my family. And then I can't remember when I moved down, but sometime in December, I drove down with my mom, freaking mom. She's such a saint. I drove down with my mom, Flo, and a U-Haul, big old U-Haul. Flo, by the way, is the name of my truck. I have a blue F-150. And I probably won't ever have any other car for the rest of my life because I love it so much. But anyways, my mom, she is a saint for doing that with me, like sitting in a car with me for 20 hours, pulling a U-Haul and just chatting. I think we listened to like crime podcasts for the entire time. Like, we were obsessed with that at the time. But yep, here we are down in Sarasota, Florida. And fortunately, my parents had a house down here that they had just built. No one's living in it. Like what? And so they let us come in here, and stay here for the time being, just because it makes sense, right? Like, there's an empty house owned by my parents, and they want someone to live in here to take care of the house. We're not living here for free, by the way. They're charging us a little bit of rent. So just to throw that out there, but we are so stinking blessed. Like, we live at a beautiful house on the water. It's just, gosh, like way too good to be true. But yeah, here we are in Sarasota, Florida. Brian begins his new journey with the Sarasota team. He's loving it, right? He's loving it. And here I am, right? I got to figure my crap out. I had just left, you know, one of my favorite jobs, Excel Well, and I was still helping a little bit at the time, but it just wasn't that type of, I don't know. It just didn't work out for me to just be virtual all the time. And so I knew I had to figure something out. And so I kind of knew what I wanted. I wanted to start something on my own. Like, I knew there was something that I wanted to do, and it was going to be new. I had met one of my dad's former football players, John Madsen, who basically, again, came into my life at the perfect timing. As I was moving down here, I told him, like, I have this huge passion for fitness and health and helping people. I was like, I think I want to become a personal trainer. I think I want to just work at a gym and help people get stronger and be healthier. And he was like, you can do that. Or you can like do the virtual game and like build a business. And I was like, I don't know how do you do fitness virtually? Like, I don't get that. And so I basically like just, I saw what he was doing. He was doing the same exact thing. And I just followed his footsteps. I was doing some personal training on the side too, but then I also realized like how draining that could be. Like, it's like a meeting, you know, every single hour on the dot, like a meeting, like being there physically, emotionally, mentally, right? That can be pretty crazy. And so I was like, no, I want to start a business. I have this vision in my mind that this is going to take over like the nation, like this is going to go nationwide. And so here I am, guys. January 1st, 2020, I launched GFIT. I think January 3rd was my very first video that I put out there to the world that I was starting this thing called GFIT. And it's been incredible. A lot of people signed up right away. A lot of lives changed right away. And the crazy thing is COVID hits, right? COVID hits in March of 2020, right? And Brian and I just escaped this, by the way, like having our wedding a month before COVID hits. We have 250 people there. Like, everyone's healthy, having a grand old time. The most beautiful day of my entire life. God, guys, God made that the most beautiful day. Literally, I can't tell you one thing that went wrong. I think maybe the only thing that went wrong, I woke up with a cold. And so I was like, kind of like sniffly. I had a cold on my wedding day. That definitely wasn't fun, but that was the worst thing that happened that day. It was incredible. And so Brian and I, we go on our honeymoon in March. And I remember, you know, COVID's being talked about. We get a little note slid under our door in our hotel. And it says, someone in the hotel has COVID. And it was like terrifying. It was terrifying. And we're like, oh my gosh, we have to get out of here. Oh my gosh, like the world's ending. And I remember there was a hospital right down the street and we had a rental car to drive around and we drove by the hospital and it was like a quarantine site. There were those yellow tents everywhere and people in hazmat suits. And oh my gosh, we're like, we need to go home. Everything started to shut down. And so our honeymoon got cut in half, probably not in half, maybe like a couple of days short, but we made up for it this year by going to St. Croix. But anyways, right. COVID hits. I'm in the virtual game, in the fitness industry before COVID hits. And a lot of fitness professionals were still in the in-person, you know, business. And so once that gets cut out, right. My gosh. So I'm just so lucky. Like, if I can just tell you, the stars have just aligned so perfectly up until this point because of God. Like, I've just been following God's plan and it hasn't been easy by any means. There's been a lot of bumps in the road, guys, like tons and tons of bumps in the road, but God always turns it into good and he is so faithful. And so I launched GFIT just before the COVID pandemic outbreak. And people need fitness, people need health. And so I was able to kind of provide that opportunity to help people better themselves while in quarantine and while the world was shutting down. And so GFIT was popping in the midst of the pandemic. And although I know that wasn't the case for 98% of the population, a lot of people were struggling. But I realized I couldn't take that for granted. And all I could do was just make myself better and make those people working with me better and make GFIT better. So I can just impact as many people as I possibly could. I started doing like Instagram live workouts, just finding ways that I could give back and help out people. Cause here I am living in Florida where I can still be outside. So anyways, guys, GFIT, you know, it's been just over a year. Right? January 1st, 2020 is when I launched. Today is March 6th, 2021. now I have a team with me. I have a team on this mission with me. I've had a lot of awesome people go through the program and their lives have been changed. Not only changed, but saved. Like saved. Lives saved. I get people who send me messages about some numbers that they've discussed with their doctor, like their glucose, their blood pressure, their cholesterol. And at one point we're in scary, scary ranges. And now they're in healthy ranges. Like that's saving someone's life. And I'm not saying I'm saying saving someone's life. I'm just helping provide like a space for people to succeed in their own health, in their own goals. So they're doing the hard work, right? Like they are doing the hard work. But GFIT, in the way I kind of see GFIT is just providing that opportunity, that space, that culture of people of just who want to be empowered to become someone that is living to their potential. And so that's what GFIT is about, right? And so, yeah, here I am. That leads to now and to today. And I have such incredible, I have amazing visions and goals for GFIT. I have a team now, an incredible, incredible team that, by the way, we didn't just come together by chance. That was God. God placed them on this team. Everyone has fit in so perfectly, but yeah, hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea of what my upbringing looks like. I am on this journey to just learning as much as I possibly can. And I wanted to start this podcast because I want to take you guys there with me. I want you guys to learn everything that I'm learning. And I've learned a ton this past year. So I'm really excited. Like I honestly never thought this would be something I'd do as a podcast. Like there was no way I would ever thought I would have the courage to do something like this and just talking to a microphone by myself. But what I know it can do, I know it can help a ton of people. And that's like literally my mission in life is just to help as many people as possible. And whatever they're trying to, you know, improve or whatever. So I'm excited about this podcast. Hopefully this helps you get to know me a little bit better. So as we go into, you know, the upcoming episodes, you can really understand why I think the way I do and why I've done the things that I do and how and why I've learned the things that I've learned. And so I'm excited, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I don't know what the next topic is going to be about, but we'll see. We'll see. But maybe I'll bring Brian on. Yep. I think that's what we're going to do. Yep. That's what we're doing. I'm going to bring Brian on and we're going to talk about how we met each other. Cause that story is amazing. And I think it'll be good to introduce him too early on. Cause he's going to be on here a lot. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening and I will see you at next episode.